Thank you, Madam Vice President. The Philippine delegation warmly welcomes the delegation of Montenegro to the UPR. My delegation acknowledges the great importance that Montenegro attaches to the protection of human rights and its processes, including the UPR, as shown by its submission of the midterm report in 2015. The Philippines notes the establishment of an institutional framework, including the passage of laws that the government of Montenegro has undertaken to strengthen policies and mechanisms to fulfill Montenegro's commitments to human rights and ensure the promotion and protection of the rights of its people. As the government of Montenegro carries out its mandate, the Philippines wishes to submit the following recommendations. One, further promote the rights of women by spreading public awareness on sexual harassment and the need to respect women's rights and welfare. Two, strengthen efforts to address the plight of refugees by providing durable solutions. And three, facilitate the processing and obtaining of necessary documentation, such as civil registration papers for thousands of stateless persons in the country. In closing, the Philippines wishes Montenegro continued success in the implementation of its accepted recommendations to promote and protect human rights for the good of all. I thank you, Madam Vice President.